Welcome to the Sunken Secrets audio tracks. The waters around the Isle of Wight are rich with archaeological remains, reflecting human activity from prehistory to much more modern times. These audio tracks, produced by the Hampshire and Wight Trust for Maritime Archaeology, aim to give a broad overview of the Sunken Secrets off the west coast of the Isle of Wight, and hopefully encourage the listener to find out more about these forgotten remains. If you are not planning to visit the sites on the island personally, you can view the areas that we'll talk about on the internet using Google Earth, Google Maps, Bing Maps, or Where's the Path? Use a search engine to find that last one. Photographs can be seen in the gallery section of the Sunken Secrets area of our website. Each audio track stands by itself. You do not have to listen to them in sequence, or listen to them all. Just dip in when you find yourself near one of the locations, or if you have a specific interest. All the narration points are on the coastal path, and many are accessible by car. A number of the sites described come under the Protection of Wrecks Act of 1973, which allows the government to designate a wreck site to prevent uncontrolled interference. Designated sites are identified as being those likely to contain the remains of a vessel, or its contents, which are of historical, artistic, or archaeological importance. There are less than 70 such sites in the whole of the United Kingdom. Special licenses may be issued to competent people or organisations, like the Hampshire and Wight Trust, to survey and in some cases to retrieve parts or items from the site. Some of the material in these audios has been collected as part of the Atlas of the Two Seas, or A2S, project. This project involves archaeologists, students and volunteers from England, France and Belgium working together to research, investigate, survey and promote underwater sites within the southern North Sea and the English Channel. The project partners are the Hampshire and Wight Trust for Maritime Archaeology, that's us, the Association for the Development of Maritime Archaeological Research, and the Flemish Heritage Institute. Funding for the A2S project has been provided by the European Regional Development Fund. You can find further information by following the links from our research page at hwtma.org.uk. Do explore the rest of our website too if you're not already there. The site contains a huge amount of information on past and current projects. So, whether you're out there on the Isle of Wight coastal path or sitting in front of your computer, we hope you'll find these audio tracks interesting and entertaining.